The Congress in Guatemala has sworn in a new president after former leader Otto Perez was ordered to be detained to prevent him fleeing. Perez appeared at the Supreme Court yesterday answering a raft of corruption allegations just hours after handing in his resignation. His vice president Alejandro Maldonado will serve out the rest of his former boss's term, handing over to a new president on the 14th of January after scheduled elections this weekend. Earlier this morning, Matthew Kay asked our Guatemala City correspondent Louisa Reynolds about the proceedings at the Supreme Court.
Just before 8 o'clock a.m., Perez Molina appeared in court for a preliminary hearing in which Judge Miguel Ángel Gálvez heard evidence of Perez Molina's involvement in a scandal, a corruption scandal known as La Línea, which is a massive customs fraud network in which President Otto Perez Molina and his former Vice President Roxana Valdetti were involved. The hearing will continue tomorrow, and for the time being, Perez Molina was sent to preventive prison to the Matamoros military prison in Guatemala City. It's the first time in Guatemalan history that this has occurred, the first time that a president has been stripped of his immunity and impeached in Congress. It's a hugely significant day of historical importance.
Now, Louisa, elections are coming up this weekend. What can we expect from those?
Although people are celebrating and cheering in the streets, the fact that Perez Molina was forced to step down and the fact that he spent the night, that he's going to spend the night in prison, there is still a great deal of discontent and a widespread rejection of practically all the candidates running for office in Sunday's election. This is because the UN-funded International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala, which uncovered the La Línea scandal in which Perez Molina was involved, also carried out a separate investigation in which the candidate who's leading the polls, Manuel Valdizor, who's a right-wing populist, he was involved in a scandal of his own. This was his vice presidential candidate, Edgar Barquin, accused of involvement in a huge money laundering network during the years when he was president of the central bank. So as a result of that, Manuel Valdizón's popularity has been plummeting in the polls, even though he's still leading the polls. And there's virtually no other viable candidate. To the extent that a comedian called Jimmy Morales, who has never previously run for office or taken part in politics before, is currently in second place.
Now, until a new president is sworn in on the 14th of January next year, the former vice president, the acting president Alejandro Maldonado, will be serving as president. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Alejandro Maldonado Aguirre is in his 80s. He's a veteran politician, actually an extreme far-right politician. During the years of the Guatemalan Civil War, he tried to run for office on one occasion with a far-right party. In fact, during the years of the war, he was linked to members of a party called the National Liberation Movement, the MLN, which was a far-right movement associated with death squads. He has served twice. He's a lawyer and a former magistrate and judge. He has served for two periods as constitutional court magistrate. And he was one of the magistrates who voted to stall the historic trial for genocide against Efraín Ríos Montt, former dictator Efraín Ríos Montt. So there's a lot of people who haven't forgotten about that, and they're not happy at all with the prospect of having Maldonado Aguirre as a new president due to his past and his age.
That was our Guatemala City correspondent Louisa Reynolds speaking to RFI's Matthew Kay earlier this morning.